Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. How are you guys doing tonight? We are live on Instagram right now. We also are on all of our social media if you'd like to join us live. I'm John Hollywood, your host. Welcome to our show. Let's start out with Mitch McConnell has the world in his hands. Will he be a man and impeach the former, God, I love seeing this, former president of the United States, impeached for life, for twice for life, Donald John Trump? Will Mitch McConnell have the guts to country over party? We shall see. Also, the president of the United States is talking to people that could be current witnesses in his impeachment trial. Would that be witness intimidation? Are intimidating a witness, one or the other. We'll ask our legal scholar here in a moment. Also, so really scared and sad, there is a woman that is with QAnon that has been elected to office and in the House of Representatives named Marjorie Greene, and she wants to bring a gun and has brought a gun on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. She has recorded a line saying she wants to shoot Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, in the head with one bullet and take her life. Do you think that's right? I don't. That doesn't sound like, does that sound like someone that in Congress coming that is acting professional? No, it doesn't sound that way. Of course it doesn't. So also we're going to have our ever popular song pick of the week. And that's a lot. We have a lot more talking about. As All You Need to Know Radio, sit back and relax. Let us take the wheels. All You Need to Know Radio starts right now. All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and we have on the phone with us the one, the only, Almost Warrant. Almost, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. Thank you for the kind words. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely, sir. So, to start off with the show, Almost has been
Can you repeat that, please?
Instead of shutting my microphone off, almost his microphone off, I apologize. I shut my own microphone off. If you guys need any legal help, please call Almost. He's the best. In my opinion, one of the best attorneys I've ever dealt with, especially since I just got dealing with someone named Amber Woodlock, or Wheelock, and we'll talk about her later. She represents Cheer Athletics. You hear that? Cheer Athletics. Screw the rule of living agreement. 972-863-9592. If you need any legal help, call just kidding, not school the rule of living agreement. We're not talking anything else about Cheer Athletics. No, you do not.
I don't represent either party in that.
Not at all.
Yes.
Let's make that very clear. Almost has more scruples than that when Amber does not. I've told her that personally.
I don't endorse that. I don't know who that person is, but
exactly.
I hear you, John.
I understand, my friend. Let's not in any way. First of all, I have to say, Almost, you're not quite as good looking as she is. Even though
I believe she's
a hot, hot girl. And we've had some interesting conversations about sexuality, even though she represents somebody that she shouldn't be talking to me about that. So let's move on. I bet you anything with our conversation today and the way I read her the right act and told her, this is war. I bet she's listening right now. Hi, Amber, if you're listening, so are millions of people around the world. I intend to make you very famous. Get ready, lady. All right. Let's move on to more important people, like the former president of the United States. Almost. First of all, let's let everybody know that tonight's show is brought to you by Citywide Alliance Realty, Selma, 972-363-9296. You know, guys, their motto is making life easier, and you can find her on Facebook under the same name, S-A-I-M-A. Last name is U-L-L-I-A-H. I just decided I'm going to start spelling her name because I cannot pronounce it. But she is the sponsor of tonight's show. And if you guys need to buy a house, she's actually my landlord. And the reason I'm talking about her is because of the Trump administration's mishandling of everything they ever touched, which, of course, had to do with COVID money and stuff like that. I have a landlord that doesn't hound me for money, and they understand when things are going on. Very fortunate. Selma, my hats are off to you, and a lot of people could learn how to handle kindness and a big heart from you. Much love to sending out to her and her husband, Obi. Now let's move on to the former president of the United States has opened offices under that name. I can't even do this. You can't make this shit up. Oh, epic show or explicit show. You cannot make this up, Almost. He opened an office.
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
He opened an office in Miami or Fort Lauderdale. And let me find the name of it because it's escaping me because I had so many different things going through my mind. Trump. You know, Google's your friend. You know that? Hi, everybody. We are live on Instagram right now, and you guys are flooding me with likes. Love you guys so much. We're almost to 265,000 people following us worldwide. So thank you for that. Hey, Almost, did I tell you that we found out how many people listened to us in the entire year of 2020?
You did not tell me. How many?
You want to sit down? Or are you already sitting down at your desk?
I have already seated.
114 million people.
That's amazing.
That's because we're that
That's
good.
Truly amazing.
We are that good. You want to know one of our top out-of-the-country people were? The Russian Federation.
That's good. You know, Navalny, the Russian, and I strongly encourage your listeners to watch the hour and a half plus YouTube video that with it's in Russian, but it has English subtitles. The Navalny released explaining the corruption of Vladimir Putin and the incredible, ridiculous palace that Putin built for himself on the Black Sea. It's the potentially the largest single corrupt action by a dictator in modern history. And Navalny has all the receipts. He's currently in prison. I encourage all of your listeners in Russia, I'm sure if they're listening in Russia and they're listening to this show, they've already seen it. But if you haven't seen it, you really should. It's a really interesting video that shows just kind of how corrupt and nasty Vladimir Putin really is.
Didn't he already poison him?
Yes, Vladimir. Yes, he did. And what happened? It's ridiculous. It's such a kangaroo court. What happened is, allegedly, obviously it hasn't been proven, but people believe that Putin's services poisoned Navalny, and Navalny was already on the Russian equivalent probation because of prior political prosecution, and he was emergency airlifted out of Russia into Germany to receive treatment for his poisoning. Then when he returned to Russia, he was immediately arrested and imprisoned under the guise that he had violated his probation by leaving the country. So, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
That sounds like our president. I mean,
our former president. I mean, you're not wrong. I think
you're
welcome. It's important that we, you know, move forward and think about Joe Biden and, you know, the Democratic Party writ large and the policies that they want to implement. While I also agree that it's important, and I've said it multiple times on this show, that there's some accountability for the corruption and criminal conduct and political misconduct of Trump himself and many of his cronies.
Well, let's break some news real quick. We're going to come back to this issue, but let's break some news. Interview with the current president has been set. It's going to be in April. You want to be a part of it?
Of course you do. Yes, please.
It's tentative, but he seems to be actually working. I haven't seen him.
He's
any
working
golf
very hard.
Yet. I haven't seen him any golf courses yet.
He's working very hard. They've signed some.
Do me a favor.
Do
some talking about this Russian guy, because this is important, and I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to run to the kitchen real quick, and guys don't know because of COVID. Amos and I are in different cities. No, we're in different offices. Mm-hmm. We're in the same city. Give me like 3 minutes to run there and grab something. But you know a lot about
absolutely.
This. Guys, listen to this, because this is the complete It's a dictator. This is Vladimir Putin. This is what Donald Trump wants to grow up when once he's not going to ever grow up. Take the floor on those guys.
Right.
Listen very carefully, because this is serious.
Very good. Thank you for the floor, John. So with regards to Putin and Navalny, Putin is tightening his power and has been tightening his power over the Russian Federation and the Russian government and expanding the Russian Federation through aggressive wars in the Ukraine, in the Crimea, and in other places. For example, they're using similar tactics that they used in the 2016 election in America to attempt to install pro-Putin cronies in other countries. Like, you may recall, Belarus had a pretty major issue with that approximately 8 months ago. So what has happened is that Putin is and his cronies are stamping dissent throughout the Russian political system. Unlike America, where theoretically we have you know, freedom of the press and freedom to criticize our leaders, such freedoms do not exist in Putin's Russia. And other prior leaders, people like former chess champion Garry Kasparov, have been targeted for political retribution, including political violence. Sergei Magnitsky, an attorney who was working to uncover some of the corruption in a very public way, was murdered likely by Putin's henchmen. And that is what the Magnitsky Act, which Donald Trump sought to reverse early on in his tenure, was all about. It was not about adoptions, as disingenuously described in right-wing media. What happened recently with Navalny is that he was very vocally outspoken against Putin in public media. He's a YouTuber. Okay, he has a popular Russian YouTube channel, and he was very outspoken on YouTube against Putin and became one of the leading critics of Putin in the public space, because there are very few people who are openly criticizing Putin in the public space in Russia. And so Putin, as he is wont to do, essentially attempted to kill him through poisoning. Allegedly, of course, this has not been conclusively proven, but that's the strong bet is that it was Putin who poisoned him. And then, as I previously described a few minutes ago, as a result of his probation, he was allegedly in violation of his probation when he was emergency airlifted to Germany so he could be saved by German doctors from the political poisoning. Then when he returned to Russia, which I suspect he did in part,
and he fell for
knew
that?
He would become a martyr.
He fell for
well,
that?
I didn't realize you were back, John.
I believe that
the reason he did that is partially because he expected to get arrested and he would become a martyr. And on the day of his arrest, they released the video that I just described, the lengthy video with a bunch of receipts naming names and showing documents explaining a poor country where people's average wage is less than $20,000 annually for the average person. The dictator of the country has hundreds of millions of dollars worth of, high-end furniture and underwater discos and a casino and multiple helipads and an underground hockey rink at his ridiculous palace. And Navalny had that video ready to go, and when he was arrested, it was posted. And I think that, you know, we often talk about domestic issues on this show, and we often talk about American politics. And to be fair, I know more about domestic issues and American politics than I do about global issues. But as you pointed out, John, the Russian government is not our friend, and Vladimir Putin is a horrific dictator. So when Donald Trump and his cronies, people like Paul Manafort, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and Mike Flynn are working hand in glove with the Russian government on policy goals and policy aims, it is reasonable to assume that those policies are not good for the average American person. Talking about domestic issues, understanding what's going on in Russia helps put into context just how bad it is for Donald Trump and his cronies to be intimately involved with them, even if there was no formal conspiracy.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, mm-hmm. is that we don't know how lucky we are here in America, because what you're talking about, that mansion or the, I think it's bigger than
the
White
Black
House,
sea.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
it is bigger than the White House.
Beautiful. I actually saw pictures of it because you were talking about that he had it up cube. Well, when he was arrested, I think you even said this too. It was released and we got to see it. So, and I just think.
Yeah, no, I watched the whole thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours long, and I mean, I'm not an expert on Russia, but I found it to be a fascinating documentary.
And 200, you don't usually waste 200 and out two hours, let alone 2 minutes. So 2 hours kept your attention. You really wanted to know what was going on there.
And to be fair, probably about 45 minutes of it when he's showing the details of the palace is just hugely entertaining. It's like MTV Cribs or something.
It was. It was just like a rapper's. I'll be nice. We're on the air live. So almost tell them real quick what you want. You want where they can go walk. Is it on YouTube? I think
it is on YouTube. Here, I'm in front of a computer. I can tell you like exactly.
If you want to, if you'll text it to me, then I'll just have our people put it up on our social media on Facebook. Yeah, everybody on live on Instagram, they're like, tell him to send it to you. Hi, everybody. I'm live with Almost, and we are live around the world. You are listening to All You Need to Know Radio with your host, John Hollywood, and with Almost. Say hello, everybody. Almost.
Hello, everybody.
And that'd be what it is. So he's talking about this incredible house.
I found the video. It's called Putin's Palace, History of the World's Largest Bribe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's an hour and 53 minutes. I'll send you a link when we get off the show.
That'd be great. Yeah, and I'll post, everybody, I will post it. And so, you know what this little music means, right, Almost? Means we need to take a little bit of a quick break, but we're not going to be gone long. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the former, hear me again, the former, God, I can't even believe he was the president, the former president of the United States, impeached for life, forever, Donald John Trump, and what he's doing while he's not president anymore. And we'll talk about that. Plus, we're going to talk about the charges of incitement of a riot and what it actually could mean for the late president. No, that's if he died. Damn, that's a hope and pray. Never mind. Oh, that was kind of mean. It is really a hope and pray. Secret Service, I don't mean anything by that. Not. Let's just go to break before I get in trouble. That's all you need to know, radio. I'm John Hollywood, your host at Almost. We'll be right back.
Bring their mommy back home.
A family's emotional plea after the mysterious disappearance of a young mother. Access investigates then.
We met in seventh grade. We locked eyes and that was it.
Taraji P. Henson and her best friend Tracy Jade. Plus Yara in the Grownish cast on their fashion influence.
It was a good day.
That was a week, player.
Next, Access Hollywood.
Gutters to clean their gutters.
Dad, I keep telling you it's dangerous.
Climbing ladders is too dangerous. Leaf Filter puts an end to that.
So how does it work?
Leaf Filter's three-piece system filters out leaves and debris, letting water flow through freely.
Do we need to replace our gutters?
Great question. Leaf Filter could be installed right on top of your existing gutters. We're sold. Call 833-LEAF-FILTER or go to getleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate.
KFC, dinner time is my time to shine. Grab some piping hot chicken, young man. Much better than microwave hot dogs, right, Dad? Eat up. I'm doing the cooking tonight. So pick up a
start your day. Body fuel, time to play. Drinking it after glass milk. 3-2-1, blast milk. Full of calcium milk, make it number one milk. Twist milk, tough milk. Howdy do, what up, milk? Shuffle milk, shop milk. Question, got milk?
Is with you, but before we sign, I gotta ask.
Sure, anything.
We searched you online, and maybe you can explain this.
Can't believe that garbage is still coming in. That is so false.
Frustrated with your online search results? Call Reputation Defender today to join tens of thousands who've improved their online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 1-877-866-8555.
All right, everybody, welcome back to America and Around the World's number one show, All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed any of our shows, don't worry. We're very fortunate. We're also on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Alexa, trying to think about YouTube. I mean, we are any place that you listen to your favorite podcast on demand, you can find us. And we are very fortunate for that. We are very humbled for that. We are actually still live on Instagram. If you'd like to go to Instagram and watch us, you can see me live in the studio. So, hi, everybody. I'm waving to you. And tonight's show is brought to you by Citywide Alliance Realty, making life easier. Give Selma a call at 972-363-9296. That's 972-363-9296. Also go to Facebook and you can find she got a couple of leads last weekend. It was kind of funny because she's my landlord and she's been so understanding about the fact that I'm behind in rent. And I'm behind in rent because I can't go. I either am told to not leave my house. I'm sure all Americans and everybody around the world feel just like I do. And that is, wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. You can't leave your house. Go to the grocery store. You can't go to the gym. You can't go to the movie theater. Avoid everybody in your life. Stay 6 feet apart. I mean, and it's over and over and over and over and over. And it was all because of the Trump administration did not want to get involved. Now, I want to say so far, hats off to Joe Biden, our president, our real president. He's not trying to play a president on TV. He's actually a president. He's actually doing work that actually is changing the world. I'm sorry I'm laughing because if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. Because this is our life. Don't you think almost? It's just, oh my God.
I think that's a reasonable assessment. The first week or so of the Biden presidency, they've taken all kinds of action, got a bunch of people confirmed, they're moving forward with the trial, and they're really, really working. And, you know, you compare, and they appear to be working on behalf of the American people, not some, you know, small cabal of rich moneyed interests. Now, I'm not ready to, enthusiastically endorse every single thing that they've done, but it's so much better than what's been going on in the White House and, frankly, in Congress for the last several years that it's easy to say that they're doing a fantastic job in comparison.
Oh my God. The real Donald Trump just joined us watching us. No, wait a minute. Hold on. That says the real Donnie Butter Trump. Okay. That's a Trump supporter. And we welcome you all. Gay, straight, beautiful. We don't mind ugly people. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I think. But we welcome everyone. This is a radio show that if you're calling it because you're a Trump fan and you think you're going to hear Trump's an amazing guy, you're listening to the wrong show. Because all you hear at All You Need to Know Radio is the facts, the truth, caution. There's no spin between Amos and I. We tell you the truth. Mm. And the truth is sometimes hard to hear. That's all you're going to hear here. So don't listen to us if you want to hear the spin. Go and listen to Fox fake news. In any case, but I think you love almost. I think they really love us. I really think they love us.
I think it's interesting because you know there's so much division, both in terms of news sources and in terms of alleged facts in our society right now that when And so frequently, the Democratic Party and, you know, the leadership of the Democratic Party are, and I've described this over and over, do not call a spade and are ineffective messengers. And so, you know, when I say to you on the radio for everyone to hear that Donald Trump was, in my opinion, the worst president ever and likely committed a bunch of crimes and definitely committed unethical behavior with a variety of his policy goals and procedures, it's, you know, it's simple, okay? The guy's a crook. And the incitement of the riot, we were talking about the impeachment. The incitement of the riot was clearly, and calling it a riot is inaccurate, the incitement of a coup, an insurrection. You know, it was the culmination of lies and bad deeds and dissembling and falsely claiming that widespread fraud existed when widespread fraud did not exist in the 2020 presidential election. And so, you know, one of the reasons why I think it's your show and the way you and I discuss politics is so attractive to people who are used to listening to corporatist media is whether their corporatist media is coming from the right or the left, they both seem afraid to call a spade a spade. Now, I will use words like allegedly when referring to crimes that have not been proven, but you can do political analysis without talking about crime and, you know, clearly say, based upon these hundreds of allegations, Donald Trump is a crook. And that type of, you know, clear statement, I think, is attractive to people on both sides of the aisle who want to hear, like you say, facts without spin and what really is going on in the world.
Absolutely. And I just love everything the way you just put it. When you just said something that really almost made me say something, because it kind of related to the way, oh, the facts of there's people on both sides or something like that. Charlottetown went through my mind. I know that's not what you meant.
Yeah, right.
But it really did.
That kind of is what I meant.
Okay. That was our country.
Walking
around with literally torches in their hands, but without the hoods.
Right. Anyway. And when the president sits down on television, the former president sits down on television and says there were fine people on both sides. And here's the part that is troubling, is lots of people believed him. Okay. Now, people like you and me can look at these modern day Klan members or Nazis or whatever you want to call them and say these people are obviously there's something wrong with them. And then Donald Trump sits down and says there's fine people on both sides, and a huge percentage of his base, quote unquote, the Trump supporting voter is like, yes, I agree. He's correct. And that's what I mean by we're living in a society that's incredibly divided, where people have different views of alleged facts. And I mean, it's just not true. Those people are not good people, quote unquote. They're a violent mob chanting Jews will not replace us in response to African Americans wanting to tear down statues of their former slaveholders.
I'm going to tell you what nobody else wants to say. They were white supremacists. They were not nationalists. They were not white nationalists. They were white supremacists. They were the KKK.
Right.
That's who they were. Whatever the Duke guy's name is, I'm not going to give his whole name, but they endorsed Donald Trump.
David Duke.
Hey, real quick, let's open up our phone lines. We got one phone call. I don't know if they're just listening or whatever. They did press the button to talk. Let's just see what they have to say. Anybody else want to join us live on the radio? Call 516-531-9990. 516-531-9990. If you dare, press 1. We'll try to take your call. Hi, your phone number ends with 4273. You are live on the air with John Hollywood and Amos. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill. I am the number one ranked editor for Everpedia.org. Everpedia is an internet encyclopedia set running for profit from Santa Monica, California. I am also an ex-athlete. My amateur boxing career was covered by Into Boxing, which is a United Kingdom-based company. I beat the 1997 U.S. Armed Forces Super Heavyweight Champ, and my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, all apostrophe N-E-I-L.
The all right, Matthew, let me start off by saying, first of all, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you very much. And
you
what got
like
you
like an amateur? You're a boxing champion?
No, I competed as an amateur boxer in the late 90s. My best win was beating Preston Hartzog. Preston Hartzog was an armed forces champion. That was my best win that I ever had. I also have a Bachelor of Science from Colorado Christian University, and those are the credentials that I used to get the to work for Everpedia. Now, Everpedia is an internet encyclopedia set based out of Santa Monica, California, and it rivals Wikipedia, except it has enhanced video capabilities and a lot of things that Wikipedia does not have. I'm currently
welcome to our world. So what do you want to talk about today?
I have been a registered Republican the last 8 years. I voted for Mitt Romney.
I'm sorry.
I also voted for Donald Trump twice. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think that the Georgia and the Pennsylvania results might have been inaccurate. There might have been mail-in fraud for Pennsylvania, and the Georgia result also looks a little bit shaky. Donald Trump might have won those two states. Now, I don't think it was justified to raid the Capitol. That was a very bad decision for those people to raid the Capitol on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you
President
do realize,
Trump,
sir, that they counted those votes in Georgia 3 different times. You do realize that, right?
Yes, I understand that. I think that over the next year and a half, we might find out additional information. So I'm kind of interested to find out over the next year or year and a half if something else comes out about the Georgia results. We will find out in time.
Okay.
And I'd like to reiterate, though, I do think that President Biden will do a good job. I think Joe Biden is a competent politician, and he will be a good president.
Mm-hmm. Are you still a Donald Trump fan, though?
Well, let's say I don't think that former President Trump will ever be a politician again because of the backlash. I don't think he's going to be convicted of the impeachment. He might be censored.
I think the impeachment trial after checking in almost, and I haven't even talked about this. This may shock almost. I think I think it's a waste of money. I think it's a waste of time. I think it takes away from Joe Biden's first few times in our first weeks in office. We are not going to get any results. Donald Trump is not going to run in 2024. He's not going to do anything else. He has 67 criminal charges that are sitting ready to be filed against him in New York alone. So while I would love to see him pay for what I know he did, because what was your name one more time, my friend? I'm so sorry for not knowing that.
Yes, it's Matthew O'Neill.
Okay, do you mind if I call you just Matthew? You mind if I call you Matthew?
Fine.
Okay. Matthew, there's a really good reason, and I can't go into, for national security reasons, I cannot go into it. But I can tell you there's a really good reason Twitter removed Donald Trump and permanently took his account down. And that will come to light in evidence down the road. It's just right now they're not going to do it. Almost, I know you have something you want to say. Go ahead.
I do. Thank you very much. I would like to respond to both of you. So with regards to Mr. O'Neill's comments, first of all, thank you. I respect you. I think that you're absolutely correct that Donald Trump is unlikely to be impeached. I also think you're absolutely correct that it was a mistake to storm the Capitol. I think I disagree with you from a factual perspective about the vote counts in Georgia and Pennsylvania, but I understand that there's a factual dispute there. I think it's an illegitimate factual dispute at this point, but because multiple court cases. Look, neither you nor I, sir, have access to the actual evidence. However, in their applications for temporary injunctions to stop the certification of the vote counts in both states, people supporting Donald Trump's position, mostly Republicans, lost multiple times over and over before both state and federal judges and appellate panels. If there was evidence of fraud, they would not have lost.
But hold on.
Some small amounts of fraud.
Let's also be really clear for a second almost. The reason that they lost those cases, when the judge specifically asked them, are you claiming fraud, what did they say? To a judge and not a TV audience, what did they say to each and every judge?
So I'm 100% aware of one case in Pennsylvania where that exchange occurred with Rudy Giuliani, and he said to the federal court that they were not alleging fraud, and I think that's what you're referring to. I'm not so certain that that's the case for all 60-plus other suits that were filed, and I want to be factually accurate, but the point I made stands, which is that had they had sufficient – a relatively low bar, by the way, if they had sufficient evidence to support a temporary injunction, they would have won at least one of those lawsuits, and they did not, which means, in my opinion, there is not sufficient evidence to really seriously question the results of the vote tallies in Georgia or Pennsylvania. Now, I want to move on to a separate point that John made, which is about whether or not we should hold the impeachment trial, even though, as was made clear when 45 Republican senators objected to the constitutionality of the impeachment trial, there is unlikely to be 17 Republican senators who cross the line and vote with the 50 Democrats and independents to actually convict him. I don't think he's likely to be convicted. However, I think from a historical perspective, as well as a political perspective, as well as a potential future criminal prosecution perspective, it is very important that the Democrats and their impeachment managers effectively lay out all of the evidence that supports the charge that the insurrection was a planned coup, and that Donald Trump and his cronies were intimately involved in the planning of that insurrection. That evidence is laid bare, and I understand that, you know, nothing is going to move Rand Paul or Josh Hawley to vote to convict Donald Trump. I understand that. But that evidence, if laid bare, will likely have future implications, both for politics. We can use, when I say we, the Democratic Party and people running for the House and Senate can use the vote against the impeachment when the evidence is laid bare before the American people that this really happened, that Donald Trump really did plan and incite a coup, that it will be hard for them politically to continue to support him. It's also a matter of criminal prosecution, because the evidence for the impeachment will be part of the public record in the congressional record and easily accessible if you know where to look. And prosecutors around the country and in D.C., both at the federal and state levels, can use some of that evidence to prosecute other people. You know, yes, they could potentially, theoretically, use it to prosecute Donald Trump in a criminal way. And impeachment is not criminal. It's solely political. So theoretically, they could use it to prosecute Trump, but not just Trump. I mean, a bunch of people planned this. There was, in fact, a conspiracy. And that is a crime. A conspiracy to commit an insurrection or seditious act is, in fact, a crime. And I'm not a criminal law expert, but it definitely is. So there's a bunch of reasons why, even though I agree that Donald Trump is unlikely to be convicted, we should do this anyway.
Okay, so caller, what do you say to what he says to you?
The motion to impeach Donald Trump was supported by 232 representatives, with 197 against, 10 Republicans in support of the Democrats. I do not think they will have the right number of Republicans to properly impeach Trump. I think that Trump,
well,
that
impeached.
Trump will be convicted.
You realize that, right? He's
been
impeached.
I mean,
I think he needs convict.
Okay,
yeah, convict.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, the more convict. I don't believe that Donald Trump will be convicted. 10 Republicans supported the Democrats.
Let's take the government out of it.
They're not going to have the right number of Republicans to convict him.
Okay, let's take the government out of it, sir. I want to ask you directly. Are you listening?
Yes.
On your honor, did you think he had anything to do with it?
I don't think that he did.
Really?
But we'll find out. I mean, this is all coming to fruition right now. So over the next 1 to 5 years, there's going to be so much investigation.
Oh, it's not
going to
take that long. Trust me.
We will definitely find out eventually.
No problem.
This is going to be 5 or 10 years from now that they will be having documentaries on what's going on right now.
Almost. How much longer do we have?
Honestly, it's already not a ton of time. Maybe 5-10 minutes.
Okay, sir. What's your question for us?
I also like to reiterate. I competed as an amateur boxer in the late 90s, and I have a Bachelor of Science. In 2019, the United States Supreme Court legalized sports gambling and said it should be legal all across the United States. States like New Hampshire and Rhode Island have recently established sports gambling parlors at their casinos. So I think that – I don't know if that's a subject that you're really involved with, sports gambling or online gambling. What do you think about the decriminalization of sports gambling? Do you think it's a good idea?
That's an interesting policy question, sir. And it's honestly not it's not something I've studied in great detail. My reflex is that I would support the legalization of online sports gambling, as long as there are adequate checks that the house is being played fairly. So one of the issues with it is that my understanding is one of the reasons why, like, Las Vegas Sands lobbies against it is because there's no, like, online gaming commission like there is a Nevada or a California gaming commission. And so there needs to be appropriate regulation. And, you know, I do think that there is such a thing as gambling addiction. And so, you know, there needs to be stopgaps in place to prevent people from becoming heavily addicted to sports betting. But I do think that in general, it's a moral hazard to prevent consenting adults who understand what they are getting into from gambling if they so choose. So I'm reflexively in favor of nationwide or even worldwide online sports gambling or online gambling of any kind. But I don't think that it should be completely unfettered. There needs to be regulation.
And for me, it's not really something I will defer to Amos's comment because I trust and believe in everything he says.
Thanks,
is there anything else you'd like to talk about, sir? So what we're talking about here is, do we think that Mitch McConnell, even though maybe it won't be enough votes, do you think Mitch McConnell has the guts to put party over Donald Trump and actually impeach Donald Trump? That's what we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you, I have a really good response to that. My response to that is that I thought he was going to, and then it turns out he's not. And
right.
So let me explain what I mean. Shortly following the, whatever you want to call it, insurrection coup on January 6th, McConnell appeared to make some signals that he would be okay with people in his conference, Republican senators, quote unquote, voting their conscience on impeachment. And there was a very public story. I believe it was initially broken by the New York Times and then picked up by everyone else, where there was chatter saying that McConnell privately supported the impeachment of Donald Trump. And this was shortly after the Capitol attack, like, you know, around January 10th. And interestingly and notably, him and his office did not dispute the account, which was an unnamed source, an anonymous source. And typically when anonymous sources say things to the press, party disputes, they go to the New York Times and they say, you need to put a comment saying McConnell denies this. And he didn't do it, which means that it probably really happened, which means that he probably really did privately say he supported the removal of Donald Trump. But then what does he do more than anything? He unifies the Republican Senate caucus. If there's anything that Mitch McConnell is good at, it is keeping the Republican Senate caucus in unity and together. They vote in lockstep. And so what he saw was the other members of his caucus refused to back down and refused to sideline Trump. I mean, the most obvious were Cruz and Hawley, but even less kind of in the spotlight senators clearly did not want to vote against Donald Trump, or that they're worried about their own reelection and their constituents. You know, the Republican constituents want to continue supporting Donald Trump. So,
absolutely. Caller, what do you think?
I think McConnell,
got 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You there, caller?
Is he still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. I just don't think that Donald Trump is going to be convicted. And as you said earlier, I don't even think it was a good idea to try to convict him. He's going to walk away from this.
I actually am going to retract my statement. I do think we should move on with it for the reason of history. If we allow, knowing what I know that you don't know, but even what you know seriously and what you hear and what you see on TV, it's not like that someone saying Donald Trump said this. It is on fucking videotape now. We didn't switch the show, producer. It is on videotape of him telling them to, at the very end of his speech or rant, Michael Pence is no longer one of them. They go to hang. He put an assassination attempt out on the vice president of the United States. Did you hear that part of his speech?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been so much information and disinformation regarding this.
No.
Did you hear that, yes or no? I mean, I agree with you in part with the amount of coronavirus deaths. I mean, right now,
no, forget the coronavirus. No. Don't distract. Did you hear him say Michael Pence is no longer part of us? And have you seen the videotape where they say, hang Michael Pence?
I've never seen that before. Actually,
almost.
I'm going to look it up after I get on the air.
That video exists, sir. They made a video exist. There's actually several videos exist of crowds storming the Capitol in multiple places, yelling "Hang Mike Pence." They also had a functional gallows, like a literal
to hang someone with a noose. Go ahead, real quick. You have 30 seconds.
I mean, without a doubt, the people that decided to storm the Capitol, they are going to regret their decision. Because, I mean, they will be going to prison for what they
did.
Where did these
people come from?
I have no idea, but I know for a fact.
They're going to regret
what they did. I mean,
you just listed your accolades of this world, sir. Please. You're an intelligent guy. Please do not...
Yeah.
Sit here on national radio that actually goes out from America around the world, that you do not see through this bullshit.
Excuse me, sir. You're going to get on my radio show and lie. It's just you're showing dissembling and disingenuous bad faith.
Absolutely.
Mob was a Trump mob. They all were.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
You're gone. He's done. So you will not come on mine and Almost's show and lie, period. Once again, the facts are only what you will hear. And if you want to come on the show and talk to us, that's fine. And then if you want to list all your accolades, I've never had anyone do that to me in my life. That's pretty egotistical and pretty sad that you feel like you have to do that. However, I do still say thank you for your service. However, that was the most dishonest phone call I've taken in 18 years of being on the radio. Almost, I'm sorry you even had to be a part of it. Go ahead. Please. I'm so happy that you said it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, John. And moving forward, if this country is going to heal, if we're going to have unity, we have to set the bones first.
Right.
We have to set the bones first, and, you know, we have to do the hard work of making sure that the facts and the evidence, because it is hard, you know, messaging is hard and communication is challenging, but we need to do a good job of making sure that the facts and the evidence of what's really going on in the world today are appropriately disseminated to people all over the country and all over the world. And I appreciate how much Joe Biden is doing to try to help the American people, and I am looking forward to how the impeachment trial moves forward in the Senate, and I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to discuss these matters and other matters with you and your audience, John. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Guys, that was almost Warwards with Warwards and None. I tell you what, no one out there like him. Trust me, I'm dealing with an attorney that I thought was this honest woman, and nothing but her clients are a bunch of lying, conniving, whatever. The law, let justice prevail, or the heavens fall on this, what I'm talking about. Almost Warwards with Warwards and None is one of the most incredible people besides being an incredible attorney. And I was so glad to hear him stand up and tell this guy, you will not come on my radio show or our radio show and lie. You're seeing me on Instagram almost in tears because, listen, we do a lot of work. Why 114 fucking million people listened to us last year. That's why we are starting to get people that are listening to our show. Because I'll tell you right now, all you need to know radio is an authentic. I spend 9 hours a week getting ready for this show. I will not allow what just happened. Not to almost, not to anyone. But if you're not listening to All You Need to Know Radio, you're not in the know. It's just that simple. And that's our slogan. And we're sticking to it. We're live on Instagram right now. We need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have like seven people that are on our switchboard. I don't mind letting the show go over a little bit. Your phone ends with 6625. If you would like to go live and talk about stuff, press 1. If not, I'll let you listen and continue to the show. We will be right back because we got to pay some bills. Oh, he does want to go live. Great. We'll be right back.
I used to blame me when shit got crazy. Hey, yeah. I can't think too much about what they say. And now these Sundays got me feeling like Mondays. Hey, yeah. I know I drink too much, but it's okay. My life is full of ripped up pages. I've been weak, contagious, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me. Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basic now.
Hey, do you want to know a secret? I've been hearing over and over again and trying to decide, are you worthy of me to tell you what it is? Well, I've been hearing that you're looking to sell your home. And did you know by having your house just personally staged to look incredible, you could possibly make over $100,000 at the time you go to sell your home? Do I have your attention yet? Are you sure? Are you worthy? Well, I think so. So great. The next step you need to do to get your house staged and to make that money is call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. That's Above and Beyond Design. And ask for one of our client staff and tell them exactly how you would like them to change your life. You just need to answer a few questions, and they'll be well on the way to making your dream home come true. Call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. If you're simply looking for a change for your home or even just to update your little castle? We have the answers. Call the professionals at Above and Beyond Design. Pick up your phone right now, and I mean right now, and call 210-264-2073. That's 210-264-2073. All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. And let's go ahead and almost with us. Let's with us. He had to drop off, but we have a caller on the phone. If you'd like to join us live, I'll go ahead and do the show a little bit longer tonight. It's my show. I'll do what I want. 516-531-9990. Thank you so much for listening to us. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Your phone number ends in 6625. And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with, sir or ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I apologize if my speech is a little bit slurred. I had a late dentist appointment, and they numbed up half of my face. But I wanted to
feeling that strong about talking to us, first of all, thank you so much. I hope your teeth get to feeling better. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. Welcome to our world. And how did you hear about us?
I'm going to tell you, first-time listener, first-time caller, and I probably disagree with you on the whole lot.
You're welcome to disagree with me. Let me get these questions out, and then we'll be more than happy to do that. How did you hear about us?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to. I'll tell you one thing that I know that I agree with you on. Is that Amos Warrant is a fantastic attorney, easily one of the best attorneys I've ever known in my entire life, and he's how I found out about your show.
Awesome. That makes me feel even better.
Can verify.
What he's saying, Amos Warrant was, he's my right-hand person here. He's been with me for a year or even longer than that. Love him like he's my brother. And, sir, what's your name? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Jordan.
Jordan. So is probably still listening to the show. He just had to jump off. So what made you call today besides that?
Yeah, I wanted to just point out some things. I hear a lot of people talking about unity and moving forward, but also talking about voting to impeach the president and having an impeachment trial. And I think that, it takes a little bit of taking a step back and having a little bit of perspective. You look at the vote, 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. But other numbers that are important to look at are, his overall support in the Republican Party. Somewhere, around 90 to 95% of those Republicans that voted for Donald Trump weren't just voting for the lesser of two evils in their minds. They were voting for Trump because they are ride-or-die Donald Trump supporters. When you crunch the numbers, that's approximately one-fifth of the entire population of the United States.
But let me throw something out at you real quick, okay? When these people voted, Donald Trump still had access to social media. So they were driven by a lot of misinformation. It's so much so that Jack, the owner of Twitter, did this country a completely – he needs to be given the Medal of Honor by the President of the United States, in my opinion. And I happen to have spoken with the new president, so hopefully that I might mention that to him. I'm supposed to interview him in April. But the thing is that Donald Trump's bully pulpit was Twitter. And when they took Twitter away, how many people do you really think still would have voted for Donald Trump? I would say to venture not quite 75 million people. I think that was his not kryptonon.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? You know what I'm saying? I think that he put out so much misinformation, and the president of the United States is someone who is normally respected. And, let's be honest here. I invite you. Do you have HBO Max or HBO period? Have you ever heard of Bill Maher?
Yes, I've heard of Bill Maher.
So Bill Maher, the very first episode that he did for Coming Back, Katie Couric's on it, and another guy that actually was in the Trump he never was in the Trump administration, but he had a lot to do with Donald Trump. And he actually explains how Donald Trump works. And he actually kind of agrees with me that Donald Trump will fade very quickly without social media. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I don't know. I think that you run the risk of – you have to kind of think about this in like four-dimensionally, right? Donald Trump wasn't elected president by the Republican Party because of his Republican bona fides. He was elected by the Republican base because of the Republican base's dissatisfaction with the establishment and the party higher-ups and elites. He came in there like a wrecking ball, and they – voted to kick over the apple cart with him, right?
Yeah, but okay, but let's be honest here. Donald Trump did not overwhelmingly win the election in 2016. Let's go way back there, okay? He won that election by the skin of his chinny chin, fat chin. I'm going to be nice.
So?
The reason Donald Trump was able to win that was because, for one, I don't think we were ready for a woman president. For two, I underestimated how many people hated Hillary Clinton. But the most important thing, which makes Donald Trump an illegitimate president, is that a foreign country helped him become the president of the United States.
Whoa.
By
guys,
falsely advertising.
Well, now hold on. Now, you guys shut that last guy down for spreading false information. But, like, what you're saying right now, this Russia conspiracy hoax is a hoax. Provable.
In what way?
It never happened.
There
was never any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Not only
that's
that,
not true.
Like,
it's been proven in the Mueller report. Read the Mueller report. It was proven by Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort actually had meeting after meeting, which actually caused them to start looking at Donald Trump as a possible Russian agent. Now, do I think it went that far? No.
I have actually read the report.
Let me talk, okay? Let me finish what I'm saying, and then you can talk, okay? But I'm not saying that Donald Trump was talking to Vladimir Putin and all of that. What I'm saying is that Russia wanted Donald Trump in the White House, so they put out false advertising on all of social media, which no one had ever done before, and they put the voting data changed. Hillary was running a prostitution ring or child pornography or whatever, but that was Russia doing that. Now, did the Trump administration know that they were doing that? I think that they knew. I know that Tom Manafort gave Russia the polls that the Trump administration had ran. But it's not a hoax. They did help them, but not in the way that people are alleging. It's a lot less than that. Does that make sense? I mean, they just ran advertising for them and things like that. So go ahead.
I see like the nuance of your point, but I'll point out that the investigation actually began when intelligence assets in this country were alerted by Australian intelligence assets that they had overheard George Papadopoulos talking at a bar about Russian collusion. By the way, I will point out that one of the FBI agents is actually in jail now, I believe. He was tried and convicted for falsifying information to a FISA. So this was an investigation that was entirely based on a lie and a hoax. I mean, it actually just made up information. And on top of all of that, you look at, like, the recent stuff that's come out. This dossier that come out that the FBI based their the Mueller report on, the need for a special counsel, that was a dossier that was made by a British citizen, right? And his stated purpose in releasing the dossier was to get Hillary Clinton elected president because he thought that Donald Trump would be a worse president for Great Britain. So how is that any different from what the allegation is about Russian collusion in the election, whereas this would just be, you know, Christopher Steele being British collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign? The only difference is that the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Democrat Party, actually paid Christopher Steele to come up with that dossier. So,
Hold on. Let's be true about this, though. Who actually started the Russian dossier? Who paid them originally for it? The Republican Party.
I think what you're saying, the Republican Party, I actually don't think that's true.
I'm telling you. I'll bet you $1,000. And you know almost, so Listen, buddy.
Well,
I don't.
Let me.
You don't know me. You don't know me. And I'm sure, since you're good friends with Almost, that I will meet you eventually. I don't lie.
Hey, look. I don't say things on my radio show that
I don't know for that I don't know for sure are facts. And if you can just Google it if you want to, just Google it.
Yeah.
Who started the Russian dossier?
Because like I don't like those guys. I mean, they're the worst, right? But like,
who?
So I mean, hey, I don't know. Could have been Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republican GOP, like the rhinos, those types that are in power. I have no, I'm not going to defend them just on principle, right? So like, if you say so, I'll just take your word for it.
Well, I just want to make sure you understand that they're. Everybody thinks that the Russian, that like the Mueller report, it's a nothing burger. Just get ready, because the only reason, and one more time, what was your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, I apologize. I have 50,000 things in front of me, and I'm writing it down, so I'll ask you again. So, Jordan, make no mistake that if Donald Trump was not a sitting president, he would have been charged with 12 counts, 10 counts of obstruction of justice, and one of them was done on national television, and two for conspiracy. And the only reason they did not charge him was because he was a sitting president. Now, he's not a sitting president anymore. And you watch how many people are going to be blown away when they start issuing arrest warrants and indicting him for the Mueller report. Because I've read the Mueller report. It is so clear. They connect the dots. They made the Mueller report 400, almost 500 pages long. It literally took me 2 months to read it. But I'm glad I did, so I could talk intelligently about it. But the Russia deal was not a hoax. But it was not. It was not what the media makes it out to be, like this big conspiracy where Russia came to Donald Trump and said, we're going to make you president. That's not what it was like at all. But
yeah, but like what you're saying right now, right? Like you're saying that, like, you know, that he was obstructing justice and conspiracy. But if there was no collusion with his campaign, and that was based on literally them lying to the FISA court to get warrants and then mischaracterizing evidence. Did you know that Carter Page used to be a CIA asset? When the FBI asked the CIA if he was an asset, the CIA told him yes. And then the FBI lied to the FISA court about that fact. They withheld that information on purpose. So, like, it was based on a phony bunch of nonsense. But then when Mueller was investigating him, they somehow obstructed justice. I mean, that's just an obstruction trap, right? You see that? So what's the point of convicting somebody when the literal entire point of the investigation is just to entrap them in a procedural crime?
Well,
you see how,
and we'll agree to disagree about this, and we can talk about it later. Let's stay focused on what is going on here in the now, okay?
And
what do you think is going to happen with all of this that's going on?
Here's my take. I think that this impeachment is a complete and utter sham. And
I don't think it's
that,
a sham. I think it's a waste of money.
It's a waste of time, too. I mean, where the hell is the Senate in giving us our Biden bucks, bro? Like, I thought I was supposed to be getting a $2,000 check from the government, but they're going to kick that down the road until March so they can have a little bit of grandstanding political theater for a month?
I don't think it's going to be kicked down to March, and I think that's all changing as of today, because I think Biden the press. And what do you think of the new press secretary? Have you watched any of her?
I mean, I've been a little bit disappointed in all the press secretaries after Sean Spicer, to be honest with you.
Really? Incredible with this woman, but
I've only seen clips of her talking. I've never watched one of her press receipts.
She's amazing. But the thing is that what she said today is that what Mitch McConnell is still trying to act like he's in charge. He's about to have the rug pulled out from under him because he's not. And pretty much I can't say very much more. But the thing that I'm a little disappointed I'm hearing about is that Joe Biden did not campaign on getting you $1,400. It doesn't matter the $600 went out. He campaigned on $2,000. And I think he's going to make a grave mistake in his presidency, which I intend to email him and tell him. I don't know if that will make a difference or not. But the thing is that you can't – all these lies have to stop. And if we are going to lie just like the other administration, no matter if it's a little lie, it's a lie. Words matter coming from the commander-in-chief. And so I'm disappointed in that. I agree with you on that. And we'll just see what happens because it hasn't happened yet. But today he did – it was made very clear in the press room that they are not going to wait till March. And it was made very clear that – it was made very clear that Mitch McConnell is about to – see, Joe Biden's trying to do unity. And while I agree with unity, I say fuck unity at this point. We have control of the entire government. And I will remind you what Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and Ron Paul all said as they ran to get Amy Coney Barrett nominated and confirmed. We have the control, and they would do the same thing to us. So why shouldn't we? We need
I agree with you, right? I mean,
we need to stick it to them like it's – their ass needs to hurt the next day. We need to stick it to them so hard, not to even use lube. I mean, seriously, no, I'm being honest here.
I understand, right? Look, I understand where you're coming from, right? I mean, when you have all the power, I mean, that big leather jackboot that's on your throat is oppressive and terrible. But once it's on your foot, I mean, you're looking for next to stomp, right? I mean,
that's right.
I get it. But, like, you know, this political system that we have here is such bullshit. I can't say bullshit, but, like, it's so obviously nonsense and just stage theater and to put like one – there's not really any difference between the Republicans and the Democrats when it comes to real substantive policy like military, taxes, these kinds of things. Sure, there's some differences on the margins, but it's pretty much one-party rule. And then like to have the partisan divisiveness is just killing us. And I'll say this, too, about the impeachment that I don't think I've ever really heard anybody else point out. We're talking about a private citizen at this point in time, Donald Trump. And we
doesn't
all
matter.
Know the reason they're doing the impeachment is because they want to ban him from running for public office in the future. It's prescriptive. Well,
right.
What do you call – it's a legislative trial to proclaim the guilt of – or innocence of – the guilt of a person for a crime. That is, by definition, a bill of attainder, which is specifically disallowed by the Constitution. And I hear the arguments from Amos and some other people I've talked to that, well, you know, because there is a provision in the Constitution that allows for the removal of office and then the later banning, that it's not really a bill of attainder. But that's not what the courts in the case law has stated. In the case law, seminal case on the issue, the Supreme Court held that, you know, they would apply the old Roman law principle of when something is specifically prohibited, anything that leads to that result is also prohibited, as in you can't acquire through indirect means that which is prohibited by direct means. So the reason
you're kind of talking about fruit of the
bill,
poisonous tree.
No, what I'm talking about is like essentially doing things that are pretextual, right? So you can't, for instance, pass like a gun control would be a good example, right? Like if, you know, there was a law in the books that says you can't tax guns. You can't then, like, go around and tax the metal that, you know, would – this is a bad example, obviously. I can't think of an example off the top of my head. But you can't achieve indirectly by things that are banned directly. So the prohibition against murder is a prohibition against murder. It doesn't matter how you kill somebody, right?
Of course.
It's all murder.
Right.
But so like, the getting back to, like, the bill of attainder, one of the things that that's important about this and why this is important to bring up now and think about it in these terms is because the Constitution wasn't written in a vacuum. The founders knew what they were talking about. And they had history behind them. Bills of attainder were particularly abused in the lead up to the English Civil War and one of the main causes of it. So when it was banned in this country, it was banned for a reason. And that reason was because the use of it leads to civil war and anarchy and chaos and death. And none of us profit from that, right? Nobody benefits from a plague. Nobody benefits from a famine. right? So, like, no one benefits from a civil war. So, like, I would say that, like...
So, the coronavirus, do you think it's real?
I think the coronavirus is definitely real.
Okay, good. Thank God. Thank you.
I think that I have an interesting take.
You know, Donald Trump was told about the coronavirus in November of 2019. And he ignored it.
Probably.
No, I know for a fact. He ignored it, and then he politicized it in January of 2020. And then he went on to ignore it in February. And then he did what he did in March, where he finally started doing something right about it. But then because, I mean, Dr. Birx did an interview with Face the Nation the other day, you know, where he said, inject the bleach.
Yeah.
Don't make me relive that please. Inject the bleach. And she died on TV that day. But you watched her. But what she said on the interview is she said he was actually talking to someone else that was, you couldn't see them in the camera shot they had. But when he said, what if we shot ultraviolet light through the body and looked directly at her, you watched her sink down in the chair like she was literally dying on TV. But she made a good point that the president would show up, former president would show up, and she had spent all night long doing these graphs of what was really going on. And then when he would get in front of the camera, it was nothing she had given him. So I encourage you to go to Face the Nation, or actually if you go to All You Need to Know Radio's Facebook page, it's pretty far down there because we actually we post a lot of things. There's like three interviews, and they're very telling about the way that things go on in the White House and how you fear for your job every day. And
well,
she actually feared for her life in some cases.
If you want to talk about corona, I'll give you kind of my take on it. I obviously, I don't think I need to tell you.
I do want to talk about corona. Will you do me a huge favor?
What's that?
I need to do just one song break, and then we're going to do our song pick of the week. And then I'd like you to tell me what you think about it. And I've got 30 more minutes I can talk on this show if you want to. I don't mind. It's educating people, and I like that. You're a good guy. And so if you're okay with that, then all right. So we're going to go to break real quick. We've got Jordan on the phone with us, guys. This is All You Need to Know Radio, heard worldwide. Normally, we are on we are actually on Thursday night live, and our show starts at 6 o'clock and ends at 7. We have an amazing caller on the phone with us that's actually, you know, he's a Trump fan. No problem with that. He actually has some brains. He actually is educating. He actually is not being rude and disrespectful, which I'm very appreciative of. This is one of my really good friends, Ty Herndon, country music superstar Ty Herndon. I think he sold 10 million albums. This is You Can Leave Your Hat On. We'll be right back. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm John Hollywood, your host. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. TikTok is my new obsession. Go and look for us there. We're also on WhatsApp app, Telegraph. We reach about 500,000 people around the world. We'll be right back.
You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. Oh, over there, girl. Turn on the lights. Oh, lights, baby.
Saturday only at Ashley Home Store's one-day sale. Buy one, get one half off. Buy this sofa, get the love seat half off. Or get 0% interest for 4 years, plus 3 months payment assistance. Don't miss it. Saturday only at Ashley Home Store.
All right, guys. So we actually lost Jordan, but that's okay. Let's move to our song pick of the week. Has anybody ever heard of any music? And I'm trying to actually find this guy because he's actually kind of brand new to me. I know who he is. And where did he go? Oh, real quick. Hold on. Let's do this. This is actually breaking news. So listen to this.
Weird GTA takes us inside this feud on Wall Street.
To Main Street, it's the world's largest video game retailer.
GameStop is the latest battleground between the financial elite and small investors. Shares of the company have soared nearly 800% over the past week, driven by anonymous posts on the Reddit forum Wall Street Bets. Stephanie Mehta is editor-in-chief at Fast Company.
They're kind of sticking it to the big institutional investors, the hedge funds, by basically forcing the big guys to lose money because they had been shorting or betting against GameStop.
Here's what happened. All last year, GameStop was struggling, its stock selling at less than $20 a share. Big Wall Street investors saw an opportunity. They started shorting the stock, betting the price would drop. If it did, they would make money. But if it rose, they'd take a loss. That action angered small investors who used the Reddit forum to encourage others to buy, driving up the stock price dramatically and creating massive losses for those big-time Wall Street investors. On Wednesday, GameStop's stock closed at almost $350 a share.
It is a company that sells products that are widely available online from other sources. It is competing against companies like Amazon. You can see why companies bet against it.
Some small investors said they made tens of thousands of dollars. One said it would help pay for medical treatment. But one major hedge fund, Citron Capital, says it took a 100% loss in covering most of its stake in GameStop. What do you make of what's going on with GameStop?
Now, I'm fascinated by it.
Jamie Rogozinski created the Wall Street Bets Reddit forum back in 2012. He says small investors like being the masters of their own Wall Street destiny.
There is something to be said about the fact that pretty much anybody can do it too, and watching them do it collectively is certainly a show.
But where there is reward, there is also risk.
At the end of the day, the best way to invest in the stock market is to either work with a financial advisor, work with a retirement portfolio manager, and if you do see a stock that you're interested in investing in, do the research and buy essentially on the fundamentals.
And it's not just GameStop. Reddit investors appear to already be moving on to their next target. Movie theater chain AMC saw its stock surge more than 300% Wednesday after the hashtag SaveAMC began trending on Twitter. Vladimir G. Chit.
Hey, guys, they also started going after, American Express stock. So don't do that, all right, because you'll lose money. So let's move on to our song pick of the week, and we're going to close the show. Our song pick of the week is by a guy that his name is Chase Rice. This song is called Ride. I did have some other songs to play, but we are just way out of time. Here we go. This is our song pick of the week for January 28th, 2021. Chase Rice, Ride. Get ready. It's very sexual. It's new. It's dangerous. And it's in your Ride by Chase, song pick of the week. Take a listen.
Flipping on your body, baby, this ain't truth or dare. Everybody wonders where we run off to. A body on your body, baby, sticking like some glue. Naughty, let's get naughty, girl, it's only one or two. Feel this fucking running, feel the heat between us two. I'm going out.
All right, guys, so that was Chase Rice. Please go get his music. He's amazing. And we're at the end of our show. We are actually at 30 minutes over to the end of our show. But I want to tell you thank you so much for joining us live here in Dallas, Texas. And thank you for the phone calls that we got today. We actually got several more that we were only able to take two. Thank you to my partner in crime, Almost Warrants. Thank you to our local Realty Alliance, Citywide Realty Alliance. Selma, 972-363-9296. Or go to Facebook and send her some love. If you're looking for a place to buy, you would love dealing with her. Trust me. I want to remind everybody we're in the middle of a pandemic, and sadly, we're going to reach probably 500,000 Americans that are going to lose their lives, mainly because of the former president, Donald Trump, if he's still alive. Nothing we can do can change that. What we can do is every day try to be, just be a better person for the world. So ask, when you get up in the morning, ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud? Also, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you who to love, or how to make your dreams come true. I'm John Hollywood, your host, live from Dallas, Texas. Don't be nice to each other. Good night. Just so many.